with France losing to Italy, you know, shows how good a win that was as well. You know, I mean, they were extremely physical, Italy, and probably one of our toughest games really in the whole campaign. So we've had some really good wins on the road, and you know, but we want to finish it off now after that slow start against England. We were all bitterly disappointed, so we really want to finish on a high and, you know, really just get the victory really.
Second on the table, one game to go. You had the credit you deserve during this campaign.
I think we'll decide on. You know, I think see after this game now. You know, obviously, it's a lot riding on us, and you know, we just want to go up there and get a victory really and see what happens. And yeah, you know, if we win then on Saturday, I don't think it'd be a bad campaign, and you know, people really can't complain. But we haven't really. We've played some good stuff, and obviously. You know, we've been hard on ourselves as well, and we want to improve our performances. And you know, but at the same time, we've had some good wins as well. Yeah.
Interesting one, because people are talking about the fact that you're second in the table, all that kind of stuff. A lot of players still saying there's more to come, and you haven't seen us, you know, seen the team play to potential. That's something that's fair.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, I think we've been frustrated with ourselves, you know, but I think there's key moments and key games where. You know, the odds sort of, if you have taken the opportunity, perhaps, you know, like Italy before half time, and we had a couple of chances against Ireland where that extra pass would have created a try, which is perhaps sort of, we could have stormed on then, but, and we've had to dig in and just win games. So, you know, we've showed great character this campaign, and, you know, yeah, there's definitely more in us, and hopefully we can do that on Saturday now.
Have you been called a coward on a rugby pitch?
Pardon?
And if you had, how would you react to that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with that, really.
How do you think they'll react?
Coward and yeah, well, I don't know. You don't know with France, do you? I mean, it's the same thing every time, really. You don't know what team's going to come out. Everyone knows they're world class, and you know, they probably will come out all guns firing. But you know, we're gonna have to. You know, stop that and implement our own game plan. So, you know, we know they're going to be a tough team to break down, and it's going to be probably our biggest challenge this whole campaign, really.
I don't want to use the words wounded animal, Mike, but it's wounded animal time, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, but we don't know, really, do. So,
use that against them, Mike, because obviously their crowd does turn sometimes, doesn't it? You know, if things aren't going the way of the home side, you know, to get on the French team's backs and stuff. Can you sort of use what happened last weekend to your own advantage?
Yeah, I think so. You don't know what's going through their minds, really, though, do you? So it's tough to say.
Yeah.
Because we just have to wait and see in that first opening sort of. Yeah. 20 minutes is so vital, really, that we, you know, work things out, assess what they're doing, and you know, really just implement our game plan then, and just, you know, fly into them really, and you know, show them no respect. But you know, we know that they're a very good side, and you know, I can beat anyone on a day.
Almost like that 20 minutes in Murrayfield, where you know, no errors, no penalties, and
yeah, you know, we just have to be squeaky clean early on, and like every game, international game. You know, really have a good opening 20 minutes, and that's key really for us.
I know you've probably been asked, what did that try mean to you on the weekend?
Oh yeah, man, everything really. People trying to take it away from me, but
very black and white. I was like,
oh, chill out now, boys. Give me that one.
Did you see that advert in Paddy Power? Where they had
yeah,
a black mask.
Finally, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
some people said you never look better.
I know, some Irish guy said to me yesterday, you're the most hated man in Ireland. I said, I'm probably one of the most hated man in Wales, ain't it?
Take it away from Andre.
That release of emotion at the end when you put the ball down and got the try, that seemed to symbolise something for you, because you've had a difficult couple of months, mate, in terms of going
around. Yeah, there's a lot of frustration, got out in that celebration, you know, and so I was just pleased to sort of to score and, yeah, you know, get a, you know, just... frustration, get it out there, you know, and yeah, it's just really chuffed, really, to be honest.
Morgan Parra, another quiet and assuming scrummer.
Yeah, I think he's a really good player, you know, he's very creative, he likes to bring his runners on, you know, onto the ball, and his kicking game, you know, against, I don't know why he was dropped really for that. After the Ireland game, he was superb with his kicking game for post, and didn't miss a kick, so. No, he's a top player, and yeah, look forward to playing against him.